Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. The Lord's put it in my heart that we need to gain wisdom. We need wisdom. You know, God does not expect us as believers to live anyhow. He expects us to live purposefully, purposefully. And he expects our lives to be a shining light to the world. And so he wants us to be wise. And I know that different times, at different parts, times of our lives, we have not been wise. Amen? You know, we're not always wise, but God wants us to be wise. He wants us to have wisdom. So he says, get wisdom. Get it. You know, if I ask you to go and get milk from the shops, it lets you know that we need milk then, isn't it? I wouldn't ask you to get it if we didn't need it. And also, it means that the milk is available. It's there in the shops. So when the Bible says get wisdom, it means we need it. And it also means that wisdom is available to us. And it also means that it has benefits. Hallelujah. You wouldn't get something that is not beneficial to you. And the other part of it is getting involves being proactive. It is not passive. If you're going to get something, you have to get up and you have to move. And you know, you've done one of the wisest things you could ever do by coming to the house of God. And those who are joining online, because you are here to get wisdom. One of the ways you can get wisdom is to get up and come to church and hear the word of God. So you've already exercised great wisdom by being here tonight to get it. The Bible says get it. Wisdom does not come naturally. You have to go for it. It says get understanding. Do not forget. Now turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. Who is her? Wisdom. Don't forsake her. So it is possible to get wisdom. And after a while, we begin to walk with our own senses, without going with wisdom. Say, don't forsake her. And she will do what? She will preserve you. As we go on, I know I mentioned the benefits of wisdom. But let's begin to look at it. One benefit of wisdom is what? It will preserve you. You want to be preserved in life. This is one thing that will preserve you. Wisdom will keep you. It will preserve you. It will preserve you from danger. See, if you walk in wisdom, you will avoid dangers. You will avoid all the hurts and all the issues that humanity faces on earth. This is God's word. It will preserve you. And then let's keep going. Let's keep going to that. He will preserve you. Just go back to the scripture. I know we have that. And it says, do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her. Can you love wisdom? Amen. You know, you love her and she will keep you. She will guard you. Next verse, verse 7. Wisdom is what? The principal thing. Now, this must be a serious thing. Must be a big deal for it to keep repeating it. So get wisdom, get understanding. Now it tells us that it is the principle. The word principle means it is the first. The first. It comes number one of all the things that you can ever desire in life. In fact, the Bible says there's nothing you desire can be compared to wisdom. Nothing. So if something was so important, then you will go for it, isn't it? Hallelujah. If it is important, I will go for it. See, wisdom is the principle, is the chief, is the main, is the primary thing in life. You see, we spend a lot of time and energy and effort going after many things that are not, they can never be equal to wisdom. In fact, when you find wisdom, every other thing you require in life will come to you. Because it comes with it. It comes with it. And in all you're getting, say, is the principal thing, therefore do what? Get wisdom. You know that the Bible is not a repetitive book. When anything that is mentioned again in the Bible is for emphasis. It is to catch your attention. It's not because, because if everything God has to say were to be recorded, there will not be enough books in the world to contain it. So these ones, we said, what did we read? They were written. These ones were documented that you might believe. There are other things that could have been written, but these are written for a purpose. So if he's repeating it and saying it again and again, it is for emphasis, and it is so that you will pay attention to it. He comes back again and says, therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get what? Yes. Understanding. We're going to be breaking this down as we go along in this series. I'm convinced that our church needs to enter an era of walking in wisdom. You know, we've walked in wisdom so far, but we have not walked in wisdom as we should. In your individual life, as a worker, as a business person, as a family, in marriage, as a couple, we have not walked in wisdom as we should. Maybe we've done it sometimes accidentally, but we want to begin to walk in wisdom on purpose. Every day we get up, we walk wisely. Amen. See, therefore get wisdom, and in all your getting, get what? Understanding. There's a close relationship between wisdom and understanding. Verse 8. Exalt her, and she will do what? She will promote you. So we're seeing the benefits of wisdom already. Number one is what? Preserves. Number two, it keeps. Number three, promotes. No, did he say that you should try and force people to promote you? No. He said, get wisdom, and wisdom will promote you. Amen? That's the way it works. And she will bring you honor. You want honor? Get wisdom. When you embrace her, verse 9, she will place on your head an ornament of grace. You need grace. Get wisdom. Amen. And a crown of glory she will deliver to you. So we've seen all of those benefits. And as if that was not enough, let's go quickly to Proverbs 3, 16 to 18. We want to talk about the benefits first before we go further. It says, length of days is in her right hand. So if anyone wants to live long, what should they get? Get wisdom. Get wisdom. In her left hand are what? Riches and honor. This is a good package, isn't it? Verse 17. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness. That is, if you get wisdom, if you have wisdom, your life will be pleasant. You will live a pleasant life. You will, the word pleasant is also the word where we get the word pleasure. That your life will be pleasurable. That you will avoid aches and hurts and pains because you've got wisdom. Because wisdom will direct you in every area of your life. Wisdom will guard you from things that can hurt you. It will protect you. It will guard you. It will preserve you. Wisdom will show you the way and tell you what to do, who to talk with, who to relate with, who not to mingle with, where to go and where not to go. That's how wisdom preserves you. That's how it saves you and causes your pathway to be pleasant. Her ways are the ways of what? Pleasantness. And her paths are peace. Peace. Oh, glory to God. I love wisdom. It says, love her, and she will keep you. So he says, all her paths are peace. So if I want peace, what do I need to do? Get wisdom. Verse number 18. She is a tree of life to those who do what? Take hold of her. Tree of life. The very tree of life that was in the garden? You'll be enjoying it even now when you have wisdom. And happy are all those who retain her. So if I want to be happy, what do I need to do? Get wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Get wisdom. The Bible says it is the principal thing. It means it is the main thing. Now, let me quickly go over the definitions we gave about wisdom. We gave some definitions. One of the definitions is what? The application of knowledge. The application of knowledge. And you see, Knowledge is not wisdom. Amen. Do you know it is possible to know a lot and not be wise?
Yes.
You can know so much. You know, sometimes in the world, we actually, you know, we big up people that know a lot. But what you want to do is to look for people that have what? Wisdom. Wisdom. That's why it says, it didn't say get knowledge, even though knowledge is important. But you see, knowledge, if it does not become wisdom, is of no use. In fact, it will be better off to have little knowledge that you apply than to have a lot of knowledge that you don't make use of. Because wisdom is application. Wisdom is use, what you do with it. Because it is the use that produces results. If it's not used, the Bible says, they that through the of use, what was that scripture again? Hebrews. By reason of use. See, the word of God has to be used. If I have God's word, I know a lot of scriptures, but I don't use it, it's knowledge. So when I use it, it becomes wisdom, application. I apply it to every area of my life, then that's my wisdom. Praise God. And the Bible says, those who by reason of use have exercised their senses. See, because that's what wisdom is. Wisdom allows you to exercise and use your sense, to master your senses to know what is good to do and what is not good to do. Hallelujah. That's what wisdom is. And so never be intimidated that people know a lot. You know, sometimes I have people, you know, they will come and say, Pastor, I wish I could know so much as you. You know, you get that. I wish, I'm looking for the time that, no. The little you know, use it. That's what's most important. You know, never be intimidated. You know, maybe you are a student or wherever you go in life, you go to work and all of that, and you see people that seem to know a lot. Don't be moved. You can do better in life than people that know a lot. The people that know most are not the wisest people in the world. Praise God. So why am I saying this? We're not talking about knowledge. We're talking about what? Wisdom. There is a differentiation between knowledge and wisdom, even though knowledge is very important. Hallelujah. We've got to come to the use. So it is possible to have knowledge and still be foolish. You see a lot. You know, we're talking about I talked about characteristics of wisdom. And I'm going to continue that on Sunday. I want to focus on another area today. And a major characteristics of wisdom is what? It builds. Wisdom is always found where something is built, where lives are being built, where homes are being built, where families are being built. Have you never known people who have had PhD, professoral things, and they are destroying things? In fact, you know, one of the flights that I took, I told you a flight was canceled, and I was meant to return in the evening. The flight was 5:20, 5:30, and I got to the airport. No information. I was told that the flight had been canceled. So thankfully, we were put in a hotel. Then we came back the next day. I was with a gentleman who sells things at the airport. And he was saying, you know, because one of the reason they gave was that they needed to bring another aircraft because the aircraft that was to come to us was faulty. So they were going to fly in another aircraft, but time had passed because you couldn't fly a plane from that airport after 5:30 or after latest 6 o'clock because it's a sunset airport. Basically, they didn't have the lighting and all of those things. So the next day when I came, this gentleman was saying to me that, do you know what happened? We used to be able to fly at night in this airport some 5 years ago. In fact, I used to sell a lot because when there's more flights in the evening, you know, I sell more, there's more people. You know, now I have got to go home at 5. In those days, I used to go home at 12 midnight. So I said, what happened? He said, people vandalized the wrong way. They vandalized it. They destroyed it. Is that wisdom? What is that? foolishness. One of the ways you can tell whether you are wise is that you are building. The Bible says, with wisdom, God established this earth. He formed this earth. He needed wisdom. In fact, the Bible says, wisdom says, I was there when God designed the earth. I was there. Wisdom is always present where something is being built. Anytime something is being pulled down or destroyed, wisdom is not there. Praise God. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about that. So you know you can build something with your mouth. And you can destroy things with your mouth. Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. In fact, majority of things are destroyed more by mouth than with any physical thing. You can destroy friendship with your mouth. You can destroy marriage with your mouth. You can destroy even a future with your mouth. You can mess up the lives of children by what you say. You see, many people, when I meet them and they're talking about things that happened to them when they are very quick to tell me what people told them. Sometimes they can't even remember what they did to them, but they're able to tell you, they said this to me. They used to say this about me. Most of bullying is what? Words. Because they are not wise. Amen?
Amen.
So anybody who is pulling down, what are they? Are they wise?
No.
They are what?
Amen.
You didn't say it's the Bible that says it, amen. And it's not an insult. It just means that they need to get wisdom. In any area that I am foolish, I need to get wisdom because wisdom will preserve me.
Amen.
Wisdom will keep me.
Amen.
Wisdom will promote me. And so we said one of the definitions is the application of knowledge, and another definition of it is insight. When you have insight into something, you are wise. Insight, prudence, common sense. You know, common sense, some translations actually call wisdom common sense. Because, you know, the common sense just means you are practically making good judgments. Who can tell me something that is common sense? You know, common sense. You know, common sense is not common. Amen? Because it has the word common in front of it, don't think it is common. Common sense, you have to get it. You are taught and you embrace it and you receive it to say please when somebody does something for you. Is it common sense?
Yes.
That's wisdom. You know, maybe it could be too simple for some people. If you cannot get that, you can't get the bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say please. And you can't say thank you. That is basic common sense. And it is wisdom. Someone gives you way. You just enter it and go. That's not wise. That is what? Foolish. And you know, when the person does that, you don't fight them. Just know that they are being what? Foolish. So if you fight them, what have you done? You've become foolish. So when you understand wisdom and foolishness, you begin to conduct yourself better. Amen. That in this matter, in this situation, I will not be foolish. I'll be wise. Praise God. And this is what God is saying, and he wants us to begin to get the benefits of wisdom. Wisdom will keep you. It will preserve you. It will promote you. It will put an ornament of grace upon your head.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Insight, common sense. You know, one definition of wisdom that I like is to be skillful. Skillful. You know, you're skillful. You have a skill. And, you know, so you are skillful in every area of your life. You're skillful in your behavior. Amen?
Amen.
You're skillful in how you work, your actions. Skillful. You are not somebody who just does things like an amateur. So as you are gaining wisdom, you're becoming what? Skillful. You can start as an amateur, but you become skillful in it. Because one thing about people who are skillful is they are aware. They have an awareness of what to do, how to behave, how to talk. How about that person that didn't say thank you? They are unaware. In fact, the word foolishness, if you go down to the root of it, means the person who is unenlightened. They are unaware. They see an elderly person. Maybe you're on the train, and you have a seat, and you see an elderly person, and you sit there. And you even cross your legs. Amen. Tell me what wisdom will do. Wisdom will get up and give them a chance. That's common sense. It's wisdom. You have to get it. You have to learn it. And practice it. Amen. Amen. It packages you, wisdom. It packages you. Because when you do that, when you honor the elderly, the Lord will honor you. Amen. He says wisdom honors you. That's how it honors you, because you are using wisdom to live. Thank you, Lord. Skillful. Become skillful. Become skilled. Wisdom doesn't jump the queue. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be looking at this. We're going to be breaking this down. It doesn't jump the queue. Oh, thank you, Master. Doesn't jump the queue. Don't you say just me, me, me? No, wisdom doesn't act like that. Wisdom's reward comes from the Master. And I said to you that the definition that the Lord inspired in my spirit is, I want you to take note of it, to be skilled. Because I like the word skill, that's what wisdom is about. A person who has wisdom is skilled in any area. You're skilled in the way you use your tongue. You're skilled in the way you behave. You're skilled in the way you relate. Skilled. It says to be skilled in using your abilities, your knowledge, your behavior, your actions, and your words to produce good, desirable, and lasting results all the time. So you're going to be producing good, desirable, and lasting results every time. Amen. And it applies to everyone, children, young people, you know, the matured, parents, grandparents. We are skilled. Notice the areas, your abilities. So you don't just use abilities, but you are doing it with what? With wisdom. Wisdom does not behave anyhow. Wisdom does not talk anyhow. Because it's conscious that I need to do what? To build. I'm building. I'm building. Jesus said, I will do what? I will build my church. It's about building. It's about, say, through wisdom, a house is what? Built. See, you can build a house without wisdom. But you need wisdom to build a good house. You know the two houses that were built? Jesus said, I will liken the person who is wise. I will liken him to a man who built his house on a rock. Because wisdom has to do with what? Building. Building. So you can build a good one, and that's wisdom. If you build one that does not last, that's not wisdom. So what we are learning is how to build what is good, what is desirable, and what will last. That this church will last. Amen. Amen. You last and outlast things. The test of time. Amen. To last. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom behaves, acts, and talks wisely. You know, wisdom, the word skillful is also mastery. You are mastering something. So that's the mission we're on. To master my behavior. I master it. You know, Paul said, you know, he said, I have control over my body. I put my body under. That is, I master my body. My body can't do what it likes. I've mastered it. I've become skilled in not allowing my body to say, you do this and I do it. And someone says, it's an error. It just caught me unawares. See, unawares means that you're not wise. A wise person is not caught unawares. See, every time you are always surprised, you are not wise. See, oh, surprising. Everything's surprising. Wow. Wisdom is no surprise. Because wisdom knows and uses what it knows. Application. So gain mastery of your behavior, your actions, and your words so you can produce the right results in life. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18. And I said, you've done one of the best things, and you will continue to don't forsake it, to keep coming to God's house to hear the word. Do you know, the more you're hearing God's word, the wiser you're becoming. The young people, the children, you're getting wiser every day because you are hearing these words. These words are not ordinary. You can't pick them off on the streets. They are words that you've got to come and get them. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's building you. Proverbs 18 says, a fool takes no pleasure in what? In understanding. You see, any time that you don't want to understand, you don't care to understand, you don't care to learn, that's being a fool. The fool say, well, they say, this is how things are done. Say, oh no, I don't care. You don't care? That's a fool. So from tonight, you will start what?
Caring
about learning what is right. When mommy says, this is how you should do this, mix it like this, mix it like this, you say, oh no, it takes too long. Your own is too old-fashioned. Everything that we have today, you know that all of the sciences we learn, they are from all the laws that people found many years ago. The laws of physics, the laws of aerodynamics. Even though we've made them in a way that they seem faster and faster, we've used computers, but everything is still based on those laws. So it's not old-fashioned. In fact, if you have an understanding of how it is done, how it came about, you are wiser than the person who just uses it. So that's what he's saying. A fool takes no pleasure. You see, it's not that a fool doesn't just... You've got to have pleasure. The word pleasure there is delight. That is, when it's time to come to the house of God to learn the word, you are delighted. You are not being harangued to come to church. Look at it. But only in doing what? In expressing his own opinion. Say, so look, this is my take on it. This is the way I see it. No, you've got to learn first before you speak. You see, your opinion is not what? Opinion is not wisdom. What you learn, what you are taught, that's what gives you wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that I find, you know, when you get a job, don't try to fix the company the day you arrive there. You say, oh, you know, first thing you do, the first day, second day, third day, maybe the first day they throw a party for you and you are happy. After 2 weeks, you start getting bored. Start noticing everything wrong with the company. Start looking at people on their seats, something wrong with them. What you want to do is to take pleasure in learning. Amen. Learn about the job. Go back and check your job description. Master it. That's your first job, to master your job description. Because that's the only time I will listen to you. Your opinion does not count if you have not mastered what you are asked to do. It doesn't count. In fact, how will you have an opinion that is right if you don't understand the job? You don't know where we're coming from. You don't know the history. You don't know the vision. You don't know anything. And you want to give an opinion. Amen. They will ask you to keep your opinion Now, this is wisdom because there are people who have done this and they say, oh, those that company, they don't want to listen to me. No, there is a way. You see, you have to master the way to do things. Be skillful. You know, there are some things that maybe I may not be able to share public, but you know, they were talking about in some of the meetings that I attended, talking about why people do not get promoted, particularly in different areas, in the military and all of that. They said when they're having a meeting, and one of the reasons is you're having a meeting, and the big man is talking, maybe the general is speaking, and he's explaining something. And the first thing you see, someone just puts his hand up. So, listen, you haven't heard him. A general is speaking. You are talking. He hasn't asked you. He hasn't asked for questions. He's still talking. What should you be doing when he's talking? Listening. If you have an objection, you wait till he asks you. And even if you have an objection, you have to be skilled in the way you say it. Otherwise, that person will remain there in that post. Wisdom. Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Amen. Oh, there's so much that I've got to say, but we're going to pause there tonight, and we'll continue on Sunday. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, get wisdom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kurabasakata eva. Father, we thank you. Nimru zekarababa. Oh, I want us to begin to say, Father, I thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Kurabasakata baba. Lika si tekele brondori kayaba. Kinrolima zi tekele baba baba. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. We're gearing for it. Lord, we are obedient children. We go for wisdom. To become masters in handling the affairs of life. To become skillful. Thank you, Jesus. So we can produce good, desirable, and lasting results in every area of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.